Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Curtis Roseman. The Iowa-Illinois Memorial Bridge is known today as the I-74 Bridge. The first span of the bridge was completed in November 1935, and a second, nearly identical span was added in 1960. When the bridge was incorporated into the interstate highway system in the early 1970s, its name was changed, leaving the name Iowa-Illinois Memorial Bridge in the dust heap of history. The construction of the bridge was partly funded through Depression-era federal funds. The bridge became an important link on a major transcontinental highway, Route 6. Today it is one of the few twin suspension bridges in North America and the only one on the Mississippi River. For a variety of reasons, it provides important historical value to the Quad Cities. One little-known historical fact is the bridge's connection with a major sports trophy, Floyd of Rosedale, which is awarded annually to the winner of the football game between the University of Iowa and the University of Minnesota. Here's the story. The governor of Iowa, Clyde Herring, attended the dedication ceremony of the bridge in November 1935. There he met the governor of Illinois, Henry Horner, who has nothing to do with this story. About the same time, the universities of Iowa and Minnesota met in a football game. In the previous year, 1934, the Minnesota team had badly roughed up an Iowa player, an African-American named Ozzie Simmons. After that occurrence, the two teams, along with the governors of Iowa and Minnesota, agreed that the 1935 game would be a more gentlemanly event. As part of the agreement, Minnesota Governor Floyd Olson proposed a bet between the two governors. The governor of the state of the losing team would give one of their prized hogs to the governor of the state of the winning team. Indeed, Iowa lost in 1935 to Minnesota, the latter being the national champions. As a result of this loss, Mr. Herring, the governor of Iowa, obtained a hog from the Rosedale farm in northern Iowa. He took the hog to Minnesota and presented it to Governor Olson. To add drama to the story, he carried it into Governor Olson's carpeted office in St. Paul. At some point thereafter, the hog died and was replaced by a bronze trophy. Each year since then, Floyd of Rosedale is rotated to the winner of the game. Who would have guessed this connection between a distinctive Quad City bridge and an important college football trophy?
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.